So this is the appeal for 301 Red Oak Drive. What we will do is go around the room and introduce yourselves for the record. And then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. The board may have some questions for you about your evidence that you presented. Then they will go into recess and deliberate and come up with a decision on what they feel your value should be. Value could go up, stay the same, or go down. And then the town of Colchester will send you a result of grievance notice by certified mail within 2 weeks.
Okay, so find out in 2 weeks when
they're... That's right. But, and by statute, it has 14 days at the close of the hearings. We're looking to close the hearings somewhere around the 8th to the 10th. So it'll be 14 days after that by statute. So you should receive something from us within that time period.
Okay.
So let's go around the room and introduce ourselves.
Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barros.
What's your name?
Jerry Barros.
And I'm Ronnie Grant.
All right, Ronnie, you have the floor.
I'm on behalf of my wife and I. I actually kind of felt the appraisal should be at 350, 360 in that range. And part of the reason why I thought of that, one, sticker shock, it went up 102% from the last one, but that made me start looking at some other things. The house across the road from me, that was sold, August 12th of last year, they told me I had to go between April 1st of 2023 and April 1st of 2026. That sold for $585,000. It's a Cape Cod. It's got 3 bedrooms, 2 3/4 baths. The address is 314 Red Oak Drive. And when I broke that down per square footage, because it's 1,360 square foot, and applied that value to mine, I come up with a value of $412,000. Now, the other thing that steps into that play in that is when the guy sold it, he spent 2 years completely gutting the inside and the outside. He put new walls, new floors, new roof, new siding. He did everything. So essentially, he's got, except for the frame, they have a new house. I have a 50-year-old house that is in disrepair and does need work. It's not anything super major, although this spring I did run into problems where my roof has leaked in 2 spots inside of my house. One in my living room right by my fireplace. It got water got underneath that, and it ran down the ceiling joists in my fireplace, and it actually started leaking through the roof in the corner of my house. So that's definitely got something that's going to need to be repaired. And then in the kitchen where the vent goes out through the ceiling, I've got a spot there where it started leaking too, and I've got 2 spots there. I have a bathroom that, sad to say, my wife has pushed me. I have not done anything with that in 30 years that we've lived there. My attitude has always been, it gets by. Well, it doesn't get by anymore. You can see right there. They were only letting me send one picture.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that worked. I'm not phone savvy, but I could only get one picture.
That's
on that. And that's
very selling.
Yes, and that's what my bathroom looks like. And that I know I need to do something with. And that's my plan for this year. Now the house. And that's now going to get a full bathroom redo. It's going to get probably fixed around the tub. Now, the house next to me, on the side of me, on my left as I look out around the corner, it's 348 Red Oak Drive. That's 1,632 square feet. And from what I can see, that sold May of last year for $385,000. Now, that one is probably quite low. The value of the houses have gone up since then, I agree with that. But when I again look at the square footage, cost per square footage, it put mine at only 226. So I felt that was probably kind of low for current values. And that's why I thought I was closer to what the value of the house across the road should be. What that one would, not across the road. I was closer in value to a house that sold August 15th of 2025 on Red Oak Drive also. That one sold, that's 136 Red Oak Drive, and that was three bedrooms, three baths. Again, mine is two bedrooms, one bath. You guys can see that. That sold for $550,000. It's got 1,478 square foot, so it puts the square footage at around $372 per square foot. Apply that to my house and I get $357. That I felt was more in line with what current value should be. Like I say, partially also because the one across the road was completely gutted, and that one being completely gutted puts my house value less than what the town assessed it for. And I just can't see that because mine is not completely gutted.
Good data. Thank you, Ronnie.
Mm-hmm. Now, there were other houses I looked at, when I say in the neighborhood, but they were two, three, four down the road, a half mile, something like that. And I figured I would be more accurate taking houses on my road versus the other side of McRae Road or something like that.
Absolutely. Have you, you've owned your house since 1992.
Correct.
What have you done for improvements?
Just upkeep. I did put in laminate flooring. I did that throughout the whole, almost most of the house. I put in tile in the entranceway where I walk in, but that was probably 15 years ago, and that's going to need to be redone because I've got tiling on the floor that has been cracked and stuff. My grandson would come over and visit, and he would use his scooter and try to do jumps, and that little tiny scooter, the wheels this big around, it puts a lot of pressure on one spot, so I actually cracked, I think, four tiles on that, so that's got to be redone.
Have you done the roof?
I did put a roof on probably about 8-10 years ago. It was the original roof. The guy that did the roof is, I was not impressed with.
And it's only been there for 10 years and you've got leaks.
Yes.
Okay.
And when I did call him, he had a little small business. And when I called him back about that, his business is no longer is in business. He's got too old. He physically cannot do roofing himself. And he told me, he said, we used the flashing that was around your chimney. I believe it's coming around the chimney. Mm-hmm. And I said, you used the flashing around the chimney? He goes, yes. I said, why did you put new flashing on? He said, because there was flashing there already. I said, yeah, 40-year-old flashing. Why didn't you put new flashing on?
That's the leak.
And he says, I can come and look at it if you want. There's nothing I can do because my business is done. I'm retired. Yeah. I said, no, you don't need to look at it. Also, when he did that roof, I found out, I climbed in my attic. I'm 69 years old, and it's not the easiest thing to do, but I climbed in my attic, and when they put the roof over the vent, that piece of metal they put over the vent to keep it waterproof, that pipe vent that comes down, they actually pushed it down. So when you look inside of my attic at that pipe, it comes down, then it goes up, then it goes in the wall. So moisture collects at that spot where it goes, where they pushed it down, when they put the cover on it, moisture collects there, and that's what's leaking in my kitchen. Because not only did he do that, I think when he pushed it down, it created a weird angle. But I think that also compromised the integrity of the seal where that corner is. So I'm not sure how I'm going to fix that. I don't know if I can just pull it up or if I have to take that cover out and
reinstall it.
It's something I got to look at. I'm looking at something I think is going to be fairly expensive to deal with. Okay. And, of course, my own fault. As I was climbing out of my crawl space attic hole that they make to get down. My knee hit a spot in the where I missed, there's a wood frame around it. My knee hit a spot where I missed it. So I have a hole about that big around in my bedroom along the edge of the wall, which I've got to repair because of me. So.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we're going to recess and deliberate. So thank you for coming in. I'm going to turn the record off now.